Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:41 on Monday morning. And it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, fudge, hold on.
Oh, jeez.
I switched
God,
over
scared.
To
you
a
just
different page.
Scared the hell out of me.
Hold on. Sorry.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. That's Fremont Bank.
Fremont Bank.
Here's what's happening. I'm going to begin with a quote from Dr. Robert Redfield. Do you know who he is?
I do not.
He is the director of the CDC. He is an accomplished virologist. And he says, America could end the pandemic here in 4 to 6 weeks if all of us would put on face covering now. For the next 4 to 6 weeks, we could drive this epidemic to the ground. That's from the head of the CDC.
Just covering our faces.
An accomplished virologist.
Wearing masks from the get-go, all of us, this would have been over months ago.
Well, and we could definitely, by getting some uniform direction and all wearing a mask, we could truly see this thing go away here. And really look at a healthy next summer of concert seasons and all the fun stuff we like to do.
Wow.
So let's hope. Let's cross our fingers.
Well,
let's wear a mask.
Let's believe in dreams.
Yay. I know. It makes me look like a fool for listening to a doctor.
Yeah, that is. What are you thinking?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm thinking he would know, but you know, maybe he doesn't.
Sure, all those years of school.
Right.
You know.
They're saying a positive side effect of staying home is there's been a lot less food waste. It's down 27% since the pandemic started. I actually agree with this. I have been going through the fridge and making sure, first of all, I try not to eat the things that are for my daughter because we need to keep those things fresh and in hand. And for her. So unfortunately, I find myself eating a hot dog or something I normally wouldn't go for. But hey, there's some. And, you know, there's an expiration date coming on those. Let's get those things gone.
Before they turn gray, like little gray fingers in your fridge. Ever pull out a pack of hot dogs, you're like, oh, boy. They don't get green. They just go gray.
Yeah, I just did a fridge cleaning, like a full-on pull everything out, clean everything, the walls of the thing, the shelves, all of it. That pull the drawers out, clean all that. And yes,
feels
I found
good.
A lot of gray food, a lot.
Yeah. Like a
and
hot
I
dog?
Truly went, okay, you guys, we're ignoring the smell of this thing. We've got to clean this.
Yeah,
this thing smells.
Clean.
We have to clean it.
Yeah.
And it did change.
Well, that's good, you know, and it feels good when something's kind of hanging, like, oh God, that fridge stink again, you know, you get it all tidied up.
Well, we've never lived here so much, if you know what I mean.
The living is constant. Here we still are.
Apparently, I missed it. I'm not up on all the latest emojis, but last October, we got a bunch of new ones, and it looks like the verdict is in. Everyone loves the white heart. the yawning face, the brown heart, the otter, and the hand making a pinching gesture. Eh?
I'm going to say I've never used any of those.
Me either. Nice. I did see someone use the blue heart as a way of, I guess, empathizing or sadness, but love in sadness. And I went, oh, a blue heart.
Mm-hmm.
Ha! Huh. But I don't know. I mean, does that go for all the others, too? I mean, is it like flowers? They all mean something? Right. Or
yellow heart for friendship. I love you like a friend.
Hey, dudes, if you're out there trying to date online, apparently that shirtless selfie you used for your, what do they call those? Your
profile picture.
Your online, your profile picture. It's not going to work for you, at least with most girls. I actually don't believe that. I'm sitting here reporting it and I'm thinking, you know what? And yet there will be that girl who hasn't learned her lesson yet who will say, oh my God, that guy with the abs, I'm in. Mm. Every time, right?
That girl's out there. But I'm with you. I think it's weird when a guy doesn't have a shirt on. If it's a beach picture, okay. You know, but if it's just you posing at your house, it's like, put a shirt on you.
You teenager, right?
Yeah. And anyone who's got, you know, the massive six-pack abs, I have nothing to do. Please, I'm going to look like a beached whale next to you.
Guys can't help it, though. And I know this in myself. I know this in myself, that we want to impress girls. So, you know, however we can do that, I'm sure that's what's going on there. It's not as devious as you might want to paint it. But they do say that it shows a lack of maturity and and self-awareness.
Girl, look at that body.
Women don't think guys with shirtless selfies are long-term relationship material. And yet,
they might be fun.
The same thing does not apply to women.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
It is weird, isn't it? That a woman can post a bikini selfie and it doesn't change a guy's... Well, it does change a guy's opinion for the better.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's what I like. How bizarre.
The same study found that 1 in 5 women have at least one bikini or bathing suit picture in their profile, and they get 40% more matches than other women.
Duh.
So.
Jane just sent me a black heart, by the way. That's our special symbol.
Hi, Jane.
Janie.
Hi, Jane.
It's Jane.
It is Jane. You're right.
It's Jane.
Jane, you're playing a game called...
It's Jane. It's Jane.
How about a couple fast facts, everybody? Let's see some of those.
Jane loves those, too. So play
those for
Jane. Maybe she'll send you a black heart.
When Diet Coke debuted in 1982, it was the first time Coca-Cola used the word Coke on any of its products.
Really?
Huh. I guess. I hadn't really thought of it, but all right.
Well, imagine that.
James. That is bizarre. James Brown and MC Hammer both never had a number one hit on the Hot 100.
Really?
How is it possible that Can't Touch This wasn't number one?
Or too legit to quit. I'm amazed, actually. And James Brown
had a million great... I mean, that was a different era, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. None of it was really pop. But, that's very interesting. Boy, that's a good fact. I feel good.
I do feel good. You all right? How you feeling?
I feel great.
Did you get ripped this weekend?
I didn't. We're not seeing anybody, Vinny, you know.
What's the matter with just getting, you know, a big, giant bottle of alcohol and sitting down on the couch and hammering it?
There's nothing wrong with that. Normal people don't do that?
Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, look, that sounds really fun. But my problem is, you know, because I had a couple drinks during the happy hour that we did with Johnny Mosley on Friday night at 5. And then after that, I went and ate dinner. And then I was like, God, if I have another drink, I'm just going to fall asleep. So I didn't drink anymore the rest of the night. Yeah.
All right.
And then Saturday night, I don't even think I had a drink. Can't remember.
Is the happy hour that you guys did, that's on video, right? Or, yeah. I mean, you recorded it.
We did. It was on the...
We just went live with it.
Yeah, we went live, so it was there... It was there for 24 hours.
Yeah, it was for 24 hours, and I didn't even think about saving it, so it's gone forever.
Yeah, no, it was just a test anyway. All right.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I was going to say I would watch that, but okay, no, I won't. The YMCA initially threatened to sue the Village People over the song YMCA, but they dropped the suit when they realized their membership had gone way up since the song was released.
It's an ad for the YMCA.
Right. Duh.
Why would you sue them? It's like for anything, you know? You're mad until you realize any publicity is good publicity.
Don't be a duh. My goodness. Right. They're helping you.
Right.
This guy in Florida is fun. Cops in Florida, Orlando, Florida, got a call last week about a 40-year-old guy named Gianfranco. Hold on. Gianfranco Fernandez, who was in the road blocking traffic, doing cartwheels. So just cartwheeling away.
Just gambling in the street.
Right there in the street. When the cops came, they tried to arrest him, but he managed to slip out of their hands and tried to cartwheel away from them.
Oh, he was getting like a full-on roll going.
He just got a roll going, hoping that, you know, because those feet are flying. I mean...
Sure,
you know,
it's hard
you gotta
to approach
time your
a cartwheeler, right. You got to come in from the side, Vin.
Right. Well, guess what? Police are no dummies. They easily tackled him down and detained him and arrested him. He's been charged with resisting arrest, battery on a law enforcement officer, and probably a few other charges.
Oh, here he is. Here we go. We're watching, and he's cartwheeling.
They're not even good ones.
They're not that great.
Nope.
You know, I've seen worse, for sure. I can't even do one that good, but, you know, it's still, it's not like he's an awesome gymnast.
Like he's an Olympian.
Really? Kind of looks like he's more like in a parking lot.
Well,
oh, boy. They're tumbling.
Wrestling.
Oh, he's...
he
look
at just him. Cartwheel away.
You got to look at the video. I'm so sorry. We can't play this for you.
Put that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I think there's some language in that, though. That's why I didn't ask you to play it in the first place. So hopefully it's safe for the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Because
keep your kids away. It's a racy little site.
Or maybe I'll just post that up as a clip of us watching it and commenting. Like,
sure. Oh, my God. Great idea. This could be, you know. Although I was thinking, you know, they've got him cuffed, but there are people who can do no-arm hand, the flips, right? That's like you, Brynd. Can't you do a no-arm cartwheel?
Yeah. The old me. Oh, man. That hurts to talk about.
Olden days.
Oh, you're saying if you tried it now, you wouldn't pull it?
No hands? The thing is, I'd land on my bad ankle, and I just know it'd give.
Oh.
I know I could do it. But landing, because your leg goes around this way, and you're landing on one foot in a weird compromised position, and I know that ankle would give.
Take the advice of an old guy. That's how I got hurt on my skateboard.
Don't
try. Things that I used to be able to do.
Cartwheels.
I know.
That I haven't even warmed up for. I just suddenly find myself at the park. It feels good, and I decide to throw an air, and my shoulder's never been the same. So
here you're all warmed up, ready to go. You feel pretty good.
Right.
Give it a try.
Right.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. This texter says, has Vinny never heard of the terrible twos? Listen, you're right. It's possible things could get worse for us as my kid is about to turn two. But honestly, we're just
trying to make
the best of it. I'm trying to put a positive spin on this situation. I really don't feel like
you're stuck with her. She's stuck with you.
We're all stuck with each other. It's just, you know, let's get through the
laughing.
Year. I'm looking at the calendar now and I'm thinking it as much hope as I had for the fall or even the winter. I'm thinking the new year is probably when we'll all emerge from quarantine, right?
I don't know.
Well, we're not going to see everyone follow Redfield's suggestion. I mean, we see enough people going around. I read the stories every day. A person in a donut store gets asked to put on a mask. They throw the donuts at the guy.
Yeah.
It's like they go in expecting a fight and fulfilling that
prophecy.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's for some reason it's become it's just, instead of just being a safety thing, it's become some stand that some people feel they have to take. Like, stop it. So your own breath smells. Just deal with it. That's what I think. I think it's people with stinky breath don't like it.
Oh, really? That's it.
I'm just trying to shame people into doing it. Oh, so your
people
breath
stinks, with halitosis, you know, can't stand to be masked.
They can just smell themselves.
510 says, I love the pinching hand emoji, especially being a female online. Or are they being... Is that sarcasm? I don't get it.
Oh, as in you're getting a pinch from someone? Or yeah. I thought it meant like, just a little bit. Just a little.
But, oh.
I don't know. See, I clearly, I don't even know what to use these emojis
for. Yeah, and
for.
I don't know if that's... you need to put a drum hit at the end of your text if you're trying to be funny. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Here it is. See that?
Oh, yeah, does that mean just a
little
smidge?
Bit? Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe that is like I'm reaching out. And...
Mom, how much salt do I put in this soup?
Just this much.
Not that much.
Okay. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We'll do the music news. Guess who just sold 1.3 million copies of a brand new album? Surprise, everyone. But you can't wait to find out who that is right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.